Howdy, folks. Some music critics say now that rock and roll isn't really half as bad as it sounds. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and with this being National Hot Dog Month, it would ill become me to pass the occasion without appropriate comment. We shouldn't overlook the hot dog. I know I never do. And while we pay our respects to this American institution, let's not forget the vital role played by mustard and the bun, too. Well, since the hot dog doesn't have any handles on it, you need the bun to hang on to, you know. Without it, the hot dog might just slip away like a greased pig, which is a near relative, come to think of it there. I think the hot dog eater makes a prettier picture, too, if there's a dab of mustard dripping from his fingers, don't you? Kind of adds a touch of realism there. Now, when you consume a hot dog, there's no such thing as taking a little small bite. I mean, you got to attack the delicacy with authority, and just with the mouth open as wide as the hinges will permit. It's all part of the adventure. There's no such thing as one hot dog either. I mean, it takes two to start on, and if you're outdoors, you lose count. I know some people eat so many hot dogs they walk sideways, but 90% of our hot dogs, 90% of them are called skinless, but there's a thin covering, because without it, the hot dog would squish in all directions, so the covering serves as sort of a girdle to provide togetherness to it. Well, pass the hot dogs and put another dab of mustard on mine, will you please? And don't forget to give me a stick of double mint chewing gum to top off my meal with. Yeah, the helpful chewing helps keep your teeth clean. And if you're not having dessert, well, you'll appreciate the double mint all the more there, because it tops off your meal with a light, tasty treat and helps keep us dessert skippers out of calorie mischief. You keep it in mind, delicious, satisfying double mint after every meal. Well, the Halloran Quartet's all set to sing now. What's it going to be today, Jack?
McNamara's Band, Pat.
La 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 la.
Well, now me name is McNamara and I'm the leader of this band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play for funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy bumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute and the music is something grand. The credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band. Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he,
I never saw the like
of McNamara's band. Credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Now me name is Uncle Julius, and from Speed and I have come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I walk along the streets, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing with an Irish band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is back, the man is
Well, thank you, fellas. Real good. I was interested in a little item here I saw in the New York Times. Seems one father claims his family consists of three members. Nobody, everybody, and anybody who is anybody. The way he explains it, when there's a difference of opinion, his daughter says, anybody who is anybody knows that. And his wife chimes in with, everybody knows that. And the father's opinions are met with, nobody believes that anymore. I've had this little item quite a while, but I've been kind of holding it back here, waiting for Father's Day to blow over. Speaking of fathers reminds me of children, you know. And I hope all you kids are having a good time this summer. And chewing delicious double mint gum, that'll add to the fun, too. You know, while you're busy playing and doing other things, well, double mint fits in just swell because you can you just keep right on with whatever you're doing while you chew it without any interruption or anything. And both your hands are still free for your games or your chores. And remember, too, the healthful chewing helps keep your teeth clean. So it's good for you, too. So you enjoy delicious double mint gum often, every day, will you? Sure is good. Here's something else that's good. Marion Morgan's singing. What's today's song, Marion?
All of My Life.
I just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you. Always to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all of the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all my love with all of my heart for all of my life.
Thank you, Marion. Now, if everybody will get out a stick of delicious double mint, we'll get ready for today's Buttram Bonus. Today, being Wednesday, the Buttram Bonus is me singing. The Halloran boys, they said to me a while ago, said, you're always joking about your singing. Why don't you just stand right up and defend it like a man? And I tell you, when I get into an argument, I like to win. That's why I never argue at home. Every once in a while, I get a letter like this one here, said, from what you said about your singing before you did your musical number, I thought it was going to be terrible. I was pleasantly surprised to find that your singing voice is really no worse than most of the singers who are making today's hit records. I've been trying to figure out, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Now, that letter couldn't have come from one of the Hallorans because they make too many records themselves when they're not hear singing live, you know. And it couldn't have come from our musical director, Frank Worth, because his singing voice is worse than mine. And very few people can make that claim. Anyway, with the help of the Halloran Quartet and the Buttram Symphony Group, well, here we go. My tank is full of gasoline. I bought a quart of oil. I'm stepping out in my machine next Sunday with my goil. My hot rod's polished up. She's waiting for the bell. Say, when we hit the freeways, you're gonna hear us yell. On the road and off the road,
we're the Sunday drivers,
taking curves quite a la mode.
We're the Sunday drivers.
When we're in our flivver coupes, you will hear us holler, whoops! You're not safe on your front stoops.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Got no light, got no brakes.
We're the Sunday drivers.
We're to blame for all the wakes.
We're the Sunday drivers.
When we're riding in our hack, for a driver we don't lack. We got one in front and six in back.
We're the Sunday drivers.
We know all the traffic rules.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Learned in correspondence schools.
We're the Sunday drivers.
We have all the taxes beat, 'cause when we're on a one-way street, strange how many cars we meet.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Rolling backwards down a hill.
We're the Sunday drivers.
Giving traffic cops a thrill.
We're the Sunday drivers.
We go riding in a bunch, and we always bring our lunch. If you hear a slam, bang, crunch,
ooh, we're the Sunday drivers.
Sometimes, I don't know, I think I should leave the singing to the experts, but you know how everybody is. We all think we're experts in the other fellow's field. I've got a wonderful idea for today's Luther Burbanks, you know. I've got an idea to cross a tomato with a cactus. And the folks in supermarkets, they'll think twice before they squeeze tomatoes. Well, that's just a nervous habit, I guess, anyway. I'll tell you, chewing healthful double mint chewing gum is good for easing nervous tension. So get rid of your jitters that way, will you? Chew smooth, relaxing double mint. It's healthful, satisfying, helps soothe you down, keep you calm, you know. Well, remember to join us tomorrow. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that it's easy to tell a fellow who owns his own home. He's the one that just came out of the hardware store. Goodbye now. News.